The following is a statement by political prisoner Robert Seth Hayes, a former member of the Black Panther Party and the Black Liberation Army, concerning the uprising in Iraq against American occupation forces. This interview was conducted over the phone on April 7, 2004. Robert Seth Hayes is one of the longest-held political prisoners in the United States. For more information about Seth's case, please check out the webpage of Samud, a political prisoner group, at http://sumoud.tao.ca.
As you said, you know, my intelligence is limited due to my confinement behind these walls. But as a Vietnam veteran, you know, having served in Vietnam War between 1968 and 1969, and involved in struggle and pursuance of history and struggle over the years, I have a little insight, and of course I'd be willing to share what I feel, and I've concluded through my observations. First, I would like to say I'm no expert on this, but based on an advisor's perspective, I see this situation in Iraq from the very beginning. You know, I watched, you know, the heroic people of Palestine speak in behalf of Iraq many, many times. And prior to the invasion of Iraq, I recall seeing on the news a Palestinian representative stating for the record that the weapons inspectors had been in Iraq for more than 10 years, and in 10 years had not been able to find any weapons of mass destruction. Not only that, but the Iraqian people themselves, government was stating openly that the weapons inspectors were infiltrated by members of the CIA. So prior to pushing them out of the country, they knew for a fact that there were no weapons in Iraq or weapons of mass destruction, and in fact, it was true that the Central Intelligence Agency was involved in inspecting and mapping out the country and preparing the country for invasion. So it made me reflect on the other possibilities of the attack on Iraq. There was Afghanistan, a very heated and troubled spot, and Pakistan, with its conflict with India, and America was watching very, very closely and needed an example or an open statement to utilize to hammer their message to all Arab-speaking countries. In other words, in my estimation, America needed a country of Islamic descent that it could control, change, and recreate, and use as a role model of how it expected and demanded all Arab countries to be. Iraq was a qualitative thrust that they decided to take. An ally, Saddam Hussein, who at one time was a staunch ally, was now accredited to be an enemy. And it was declared that he had all kinds of weapons of mass destruction and was willing and able to use them and had to be stopped. At the argument against world opinion, America rushed to the folds for two levels. One, to confiscate the oil. Two, to colonize and enslave the natural resources of the land and the people. And three, to create a model Islam of their choosing that they were going to use to push the issues in Palestine, Afghanistan, and every place else. As a consequence, a lot of us felt that the war would be over very quickly. America would use overwhelming force and its technology to wipe out any resistance and then basically sit down and pick up the pieces. At the time of its invasion, I watched very closely, and it was just obvious to me almost immediately that America was being drawn into a trap. When you, as they state now, when your forces are spread out and extended and your convoy lines are so long from place to place, you have been drawn into a battle of attrition where the supply lines are cut, it's very difficult to resupply, it's very difficult to move patients to the next. Once they opened the doors to Iraq and let America in and all of America's allies, everybody was exposed and everybody was subject to become attacked. We watched over the year, this whole year since the invasion, of this very act being taken place. America is in a people's war. They see now that in its endeavors, it's this trump card of using the Shiites in the hopes of causing a conflict between the Shiites and the Sunni. That plan that they had and they were working on did not work, and as a consequence, the Shiite and the Sunni are now uniting. Each one is fighting for the liberation of Iraq. Before it reaches that final stage of conclusion of complete liberation by Iraqi people, they will have hammered out an agreement between Shia and Muslim. This might be the opening heralding stages of a new agreement that has not existed for a very, very long time between Shia and Muslim. Something that, nobody really wanted to see. Let's be honest. It's 1.8 billion Muslims worldwide. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people uprising. That's a lot of people to create a war of attrition against, who is now turning around that may create a war of attrition on them. Very difficult situation. Where can it go?
We've got 1 minute left.
America has an advanced technological army. Do the American soldiers there in combat mode now have the morale and the moral fibers in order to carry the weight of the war or where it has to go, or will they falter? That remains to be seen. So it's just a matter of time now. It's very, very, very dangerous, not only for Americans over there, but for Americans here and around the world. That is what America has created, and it's in its endeavors to colonize.